Everyone, this is another thirst quencher. We're doing a movie review.
There we go.
Yeah, movie reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the future.
Clap it up.
We're doing a movie review for Madam Web.
Oh, stop being so mean.
Come on. I feel like a lot of people in this room hate women right now. Honestly.
Yeah. Girls, what's going on right now?
Right. Girls get it done.
Now, I have a confession that, I have not seen this movie. So,
you're the luckiest one in this room.
Hey, look at me. Thank you for admitting that, unlike some other people who I know who would just go along with it.
Mm. Yeah, and lie to us and people lie to our faces.
Yeah, and you will.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't believe
some people do that. I don't know who, but some people do that.
Pure scumbags. Somebody who Bucciarati would definitely not have in his crew. That's for sure.
He would totally get the arrivederci.
Who's worse, the one who did it or the one who believed them?
Mm. The one who believed them is just
You mean someone who was gullible and believed their friend? Yeah. You mean someone who took their friend's word?
Someone who loved their friend and then would just listen to
them. Thanks for making them look like the idiot.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy you betrayed
their trust. Who wins there? Who wins there?
I'll tell you. Mm.
The government.
Yeah, the government. AI.
Deceitful son of a bitch, that's who.
Shut up. But much like that conversation, nobody wins with this movie that we're about to talk about right now.
No. Whoa, not the actors. Well, not the company. Yeah. Not people who like Marvel. Just nobody.
Honestly, I feel like...
Not even the heart department? Not like a lot of...
Okay, you're right. You're right, because...
Heart department?
I don't know how old some of these actors and actresses are, but I would say they are all very beautiful human beings.
True. I would get the lead actress to be Bayonetta, like in a live action.
Put that in the universe. Maybe. Yeah. How tall is she?
Tall.
Does it matter? Like Hugh Jackman's ass.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Tom Cruise is 6'6".
Like, do you know how tall Bayonetta is? Nothing.
She's 7 feet.
I said
it's movie magic. She could do it.
Exactly. Tom Hardy grew up to 6 feet in Batman.
You're right.
I thought that motherfucker was huge.
He didn't grow. They just shrank everybody around him.
Exactly.
Oh my
so
God.
I feel like
he warped reality.
She could do it. She could put on some high heels. Like,
you're right.
I mean, remember Orphan? Blood or whatever.
I misspoke. First Excuse
blood.
Me.
Yeah, exactly.
And she did. Okay, we're here to talk about Dakota Johnson. In her superhero film debut.
I'm here for Sydney. That's where I want to go see the movie.
We all are here for Sydney's
movie. I'm very much here for Sydney. Yeah. I will stop what I'm doing to help Sydney. That's premium milk right there.
She's I'm going to be in this movie.
You clearly
and I've never
don't
been happier.
Need to stop to do anything for her because she can see it.
Wrong white woman.
Oh, yeah, that's Dakota Johnson. But she is also, in my opinion, premium milk.
So Black History Month.
Well, I'm keeping it classy. You know what I mean? But I got to be honest to the people.
Can we get to the movie?
We can.
It's so
all
hard
right.
to stay on topic.
I know.
Because you guys are in the web.
This is a movie that takes place in 2003.
Man,
and wow, so many great references to that. This is a movie. This is a very confusing movie from start to finish. There's a lot going on in here. I'm gonna talk about what I really liked about it.
Yeah, okay. let's start with talking about what we truly liked about the movie.
Let's talk about first. Let's get some stuff out of the way. Some statistics out of the way. Not statistics.
No, come on.
Let's talk about why this movie got to maybe the place that we believe that it went to. I honestly think this is a stellar cast.
Yes.
I think the cast that was brought in for this movie, Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, Celestia O'Connor, the four main leads killed it.
Yeah, they deserve better.
I actually believe the standout of the entire movie is actually Adam Scott from Parks and Rec, who played Ben Parker. Every time he was in the... he was the only one that actually... fucking paid attention.
You know, I think that's how he acts when the cameras are off.
Honestly. Exactly why.
Mike Epps was in this movie?
But what about Day Day?
Mike Epps was there for 5 minutes.
He looked... Honestly, I don't know who wanted to put him in a paramedic costume, but he looked great in it.
As far as cast goes, they had a great cast. Now, the movie, I think, falls apart when we get into the... writing room.
Yes.
So this movie is...
Who are we pointing our fingers at?
This movie is written by Matt Sazama and Bert Sharpless. Both of those people, guess who are also writers in...
Morbius.
Oh, and man. Gods of Egypt.
Oh my God.
The Last Witch Hunter.
Shut it down.
The Last Witch Hunter is honestly the most damning. That movie didn't even make sense.
And the Power Rangers movie.
Oh, wait.
The last one, the newest one.
Okay, now they did the damn thing with that.
I don't know what happened to them after. They got replaced. I love the tone change. We're like,
yeah.
You guys are capping for the Power Rangers.
No, that movie's good.
That movie is good.
And we need more of it.
We need more of that.
I like hearing Stockholm Syndrome.
Maybe. The costumes had a lot going on, but
that may hey, that may be. But go suck one.
It is directed by S.J. Clarkson, who was a director on The Defenders, Life on Mars. She was a director for Jessica Jones.
Yeah, he's done.
She did an episode of Succession. I don't think. Yeah, so some of the issues are with this movie.
Because there are no cameras there, and that is a big part of our movie.
This movie has the unfortunate...
Mike, sir.
Unfortunately.
Thank you.
This movie, for some reason, I feel like the studio really wanted to push for the fact that they want to maybe kind of have it sort of
tie into this new Spider-Man.
Yeah, yes, somehow. So they set it in 2003, so eventually she would get old and be the Madam Web when the next time we see her or whatever.
And the thing about Madam Web is that nobody knows who the fuck Madam Web is.
True. Right. You I mean, if you watch the animated series, maybe.
It's almost like
I have talked to people that love the animated series. They can't point a Madam Web out of a lineup.
Damn. True.
Then you found people who didn't pay attention and disagreeing because they want conversation.
And I have to say,
but those are the people that are filling up the seats for the Marvel movies.
That's right.
But it's sad though, because like, since no one knows about this character, you could have done anything with her.
And
you could.
They did.
They did. Anything well with her.
Oh, there, buddy. That's objective.
I'm just hearing a lot of women hating her, honestly.
I mean, we love women. It's 2024.
There's nothing wrong with women. These actresses deserved better, but these characters in this movie and the fucking script and everything falls completely flat. Like, everything else is fine. Like, between the actors, the effects.
Some of those effects are a little crazy.
That first spider that you see within the first 5 minutes looked terrible.
That running in the tree sequence.
That whole beginning section is just atrocious.
It sounds like it fit right into the period that it was supposed to be made.
100%.
I was like, why Sony continues to want to do this period
piece?
Like, Morbius is exactly from 2003 or 2004. Sure. So it's Venom. So are we going to just keep doing this?
I mean, the early 2000s was the best. So that's
like, I thought, I mean, that was the period where Kevin Feige learned how to actually make Marvel like superhero films.
You mean when you wrote the AI for Marvel films?
So we have to go back to it?
I guess.
Yes. I think movies were original. You know, that's when they were different. They weren't all the same thing.
We weren't watching the same thing over and over.
No,
that was when it was chaos. Okay. Every so often you get like a little gem, but most of that shit was just.
I'd rather be in the Wild Wild West and risk getting shot.
With Jim West?
Jim West. He's the best.
With Carla Guano, her Western. I'd rather be in Carla Guano.
Really? Can you say
in the Ben Shapiro Western.
Oh, God. But they had that, again, did not see this movie yet.
No, you didn't.
Can't wait.
But you saw Morbius, right?
No, wait. Yes, I did. That's the one where he had the bats and
the bat Hadouken.
That was crazy. That's when Matt Smith was like,
you get more that
weird.
I got morbed.
You got morbed all over.
And that was fun.
You kill me.
His birth name was Lucian. His birth name was Lucian. What was his name throughout the movie, though?
Joe or some shit.
It wasn't Joe.
No, I'm just saying. The character Morbius gave him a name because he was like, I call everyone that.
Yeah, so you're going to be that. Because he was the dude in the orphanage, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, my name is what's his face? And you're like, no, your name's that. I'm like, okay.
Your name is Walter or whatever.
Yeah. And he stuck with it for a while.
Yeah, that was his name throughout the entire film.
That's his government name.
Yeah.
Crazy. But yeah, this movie.
Madam Web.
Nothing like that, I'm sure.
Nothing like that. It doesn't take as nearly as many chances.
It's not as fun, honestly.
Totally doesn't.
It's not fun. God, it's looks fun to me.
I mean, it's fun to me in a very, like, you know.
What we like about it, sell me on this movie. Like, I'm about to watch it.
I loved how unbelievably hot everybody was in this movie.
It was definitely like an early 2000s movie because everybody's hot. Everybody looks hot.
And let me tell you, I think there's a really endearing story in here about four orphans that find their way to each other.
Yes.
And that is like a the I don't know if that was intentional or not. Again, the Adam Scott, great performance. Yeah. Like that is Uncle Ben.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I was no, like, that's wow. Ben. Shut up.
Like yeah, you're right. So at the very heart of this, so the screenplay was developed by the director CJ. I just saw her name. I apologize.
Hate women.
The director.
Just hate women.
Yeah. As soon as I saw her as a woman, I completely
yeah, just
her.
Like it's gone.
Her. The screenplay was originally adapted by her, and then the writers came in and made their changes. So I believe there is a very strong foundation to that.
SJ Clarkson.
SJ, it's not even CJ. Look at that.
Yeah! Wow!
Look at that!
Wow! Do before,
but that's what we're talking about. She did some episodes of
Defenders,
Jessica Jones,
which is clear to me now. Even now, hearing it, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that probably
so, like it looks out, like yeah. she's her and somebody else were responsible for the screenplay, and then the writers.
Yeah,
did what the writers did.
Did what they did. Yeah.
So there's a very strong foundation.
Really Aranya's in there.
Yeah. There's a very strong foundation of a story of, like you said, orphans and what it speaks about, women empowerment. It is when you get into the details, minor details, that this movie falters and flops.
There's no glue holding this house together. There's no glue holding this house together.
I have to say, like, you are...
Damn.
You know, rethinking about it, you're right, because like it's unlike Morbius, I don't think there was ever really
there was no foundation of a good
story, but no, you're right there, because I kept thinking back to like I really like these three girls. I really liked them. Like, I kind of want to see more of them.
They convoluted
with a better script, yeah, and everything.
They convoluted the story by giving you a ton of. I get it. We say this all the time. When you go into the movies, you should turn off your brain. But good Lord, you
don't
have to remove
me.
It. For this movie.
You have to surgically like, take it out.
Because like, should I be numb too? Because I'm just sitting here like.
The script is very bland. It's very boring.
Is it Morbius with, bad?
No, Morbius is ridiculous.
Morbius is unique.
Yeah.
As in it didn't give a shit.
Yeah. Like Morbius at least had flair to it. This has no season.
They didn't take
whatsoever.
Any chances. This is the chicken that they make. And like,
so this is boiled chicken.
This is boiled chicken. Morbius was overly seasoned, in my opinion.
With some Cheetos.
Yeah.
With Doritos. They put Doritos and Jack.
Like, why are you putting the nacho cheese in
like
Doritos?
The seasoning is questionable, but you're like, I'm going to roll with it.
Yes.
This one. Is like, where is the seasoning?
Right.
Where's the spice? Where's the any time that there was any tension building that could be done through the future was completely broken in an instant. They did not keep any tension whatsoever. Even when you would see like futures where these girls would possibly die, it'd be just ripped from underneath you so fast.
Yeah.
The villain is
one of the
laughably just like, I don't even know what he's doing.
I don't think he knows what he's doing either.
He had a real sick apartment and he was invested in protecting that.
One spider that cannot do anything else for him anymore.
I don't understand. I was like over here questioning, like, why is he rich? How is he rich? What is happening?
Because he lived for a long time. So he amassed a lot of
money.
He didn't live a long time. He's lived a normal life.
This is 20 years later.
There's literally no backstory to this villain or his intentions.
So maybe he got the money from the spider because it was
doing what?
It's irrelevant.
It's a money spider.
It's irrelevant. It was a money spider.
That was an introduction. Like why they couldn't just start talking about like there's been crime around the city of the random spider person who steals shit or whatever. But then. To set it up a little bit, I'm just saying that it could have been something.
It could have invested in real
estate. Maybe the scene in the beginning was the tell all of how he's been doing his business by luring other people into places like that.
Sure,
injecting his venom and then getting information like that.
Yes, if he had anything else other than that spider to let me know he's done this in different venues.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah,
there is nothing in this movie that it tells you what his motives are. Why he's doing this, how he's doing this. There is zero motive for him.
How long did it take for this movie to get out? Like, was it like a production hell or
something? Spiders don't live 20 years, do they?
The one that her mom was looking into.
Yeah, that one does. That's obviously a special
spider. We didn't even talk about the Arañas.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just want to say, if we're talking about things I liked, I liked the costumes.
Sidney Sweeney looked good in that fucking
here's a spoiler warning that those scenes that you saw, like What you saw, yeah, that's what you get out of the costume.
Yeah,
that's
from
it.
Those trailers. Yeah.
Oh my god,
that's it. You don't get
so
any more.
So we just get
of
her
that.
Upside down.
Pretty much.
There's oh, one. God. There's one more supercut at the end, and okay. and I mean this one involves everybody.
Okay.
Everybody.
It's honestly cool. It's cool. It's cool because it's like they made them. I want them to use the goddamn costume.
Throw them away.
Stop it.
And, we're talking about what we liked.
Yeah,
let him talk.
Exactly. I like that. Like I said, I like the cast. I thought they were great. Villain is Kaka. he's weird, man.
The villain is the worst villain I've ever seen.
He has the worst ADR I've ever heard. Like, I'm not sure what's going on or with his mic or why is it so close or why he's always like this.
I really also like the fact that it was set in 2003 and they decided to tell us that by putting in a chart-breaking, you know, hit super hitter here.
Yeah,
where Britney Spears is toxic.
Oh, Britney's back.
I don't know how much they spent on what the budget was for like licensing. I can't imagine it was that much.
It wasn't
because they were like they blew it on Britney and then other songs that they tried to like reference from like 2003.
Yeah,
I didn't even recognize
who was Britney signed to.
The easiest layup too. They might even own Toxic. They might own that shit.
Honestly, so, like, who's Britney signed to? Because it's like it could
be Sony.
Music.
It could be
and
Sony.
And they're like,
music.
Look, we got to do something with this property. Let's get Toxic.
It's just our time.
There was a lot
that
of
fucking video is great.
Oh, there was one. Oh, it's very good. I even posted a snippet afterwards. Like, me after matter what it is, her doing dancing between the ladies.
I was
Oh my god! Like, how about what she was? She could have been in this movie. She was like crawling up the.
I wish she would have been Madame Web.
New Britney can definitely be Madame Web. She had that fucking black hair. It was sickening.
Yeah.
When she jumped off that one motorcycle.
Yeah, she was on. No, dude, she was on the building. Like, it was like the last video. She was like crawling up.
Madame Web.
And then she has a toxic suit. But yeah.
We're talking about everything else but Madame Web.
This is all else. Links. This is all links.
Links
okay.
To Madame
Web.
It's all part of the web.
It's all part of the web. All
right, man. I did kind of start chuckling at the symbolism for the web and how we couldn't get away from it. I like that.
Yeah, there was a Beyonce poster too.
What? Oh, this movie has
there was a big kind of, it's like, hey, 2003,
like, she's gonna be a big deal.
Oh my god.
Keep your eye out. Solo career is starting.
Remember, she could be nobody without Destiny's Child.
This movie, yeah.
And Black History Month.
Yeah, I know. I told you this is something that this is a reoccurring theme.
I don't.
This is a reoccurring
black
thing,
women. Though. Women. We hate women. This is crazy. I don't know why. I don't know how I got
that's
here.
What they were saying.
This is what you signed up for.
This is what I signed.
Now your name is attached.
This
is
what kind of shit have you got me in?
I'm getting twinned up.
This is a movie where someone takes a cab and uses it to smash through buildings and no one is looking for it in NYC.
But she did take a cab.
That's what I'm saying.
She literally took a cab for a week and a half and nobody reported it.
And she's like, I just have to pop the plates off and nobody ever looked for it
again. That's how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine post 9/11 New York, a random beat up cab with no license plate is just driving around Queens freely,
wreaking havoc, smashing through diners, running people over. I mean, kidnapping four girls.
Well, fucking Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon were doing all that shit in 2003. So
I forgot about that movie.
That also
how
happened.
Could you forget about Taxi?
Look, these are obviously homages to the time frame. So they're
that's
gonna
what I'm saying. Like, they had all the early 2000s shit.
Movie is so meta.
It's very, it feels right in there.
Yeah,
it feels like right in there.
It looks like it.
If I have to complain, because I kind of want to get to that as
Are you guys still doing the things you like? I didn't hear.
No one else said anything. I said I like the costumes.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Adam Scott. I want to hear it.
Yeah. I said it. The symbolism of the web.
Oh yeah.
I did like how hard everybody else tried, but the villain. Club.
Yeah, that
everybody had good chemistry. The chemistry between the four leads was fantastic. Older sister, younger sisters, dynamic was off the charts. Amazing.
Mother.
Adam Scott playing as this disgruntled uncle who didn't know what's going on, but he's following it along because he wants to just be, he's a nice person. Fantastic. Whoever roped Emma Roberts into this movie, her debt is paid. don't you come asking her for anything else. She has paid full and well.
Wow. Fucking Roberts.
She was in there.
She was there.
I honestly like just not seeing it. Like,
who do you think Emma Roberts played?
Was she a spider?
She was a spider carrier.
Oh my God, I don't know.
She played Ben Parker's sister.
Wow.
So who's mother?
Wow.
Yeah.
And they
can't be spoken.
Here's the other thing that I hate about this movie is all those. Let's get into what we dislike, and I'm gonna start with that. I dislike all the pussyfooting around.
Saying any Spider-Man references, anything.
Switching, they would literally take the "with great power comes responsibility" reverse it, and they'll say it like four different times.
Yeah, they said "with great responsibility will come great power."
Oh wow,
they will make so many jokes about, "Oh, what's wrong, Ben? You don't like being shot at in Queens?" Or like,
oh my God, I didn't even pick up on that.
That's funny. They do little things like that. That's funny. Within context, you kind of chuckle at it, but the way that they're delivered and the way that they are placed within the movie are so jarring and just barbarically fucking placed. That
it's just like,
yeah, it's exactly what it is. Tongue in cheek, but the fucking tongue came out the cheek and it's poking you in the eye. Through.
It's like these things that, to me, ultimately, like, holds the film back from being its own thing, because they're so focused on, like I said at the beginning, of trying to be in this universe of, like, Spider-Man exists eventually, you know.
How will we know
this
movie?
I was going to say that this whole movie honestly wouldn't be too bad, because it did have the good whole the children that have parents but their parents are never around meet the woman who didn't have parents because she can be that person for them. That's not bad.
That's
just every single aspect of Spider-Man fucked this movie up.
It's the same argument I have for the Solo movie. The Solo movie, I believe, is a good movie when you take every Star Wars context out of it.
Oh,
if you remove it from the Star Wars continuum, it is a great sci-fi heist movie.
Yeah,
they don't even explain where they get powers in 10 years. So where do these girls get powers?
I was gonna like it regardless. I was destined. Wait, I was gonna
in
like
10 years,
it.
Where do these girls get powers?
Honestly,
and where
that was?
How can she shoot light?
That was the bulk of my like
question.
Wanting to get through the movie. Say, okay, but where? When are they going to get bit by three different spiders that give them powers?
They keep promising you, like, this is the good stuff that we want. Like, obviously, this is the stuff you're working up to, but you're never... The fact that we are never going to get there was just disappointing.
And here's the thing. We can all agree, even if you're not... Let's say you don't want to follow the Spider-Man continuum. In Spider-Man, he is the prime, right? In any universe that you throw Spider-Man, he is supposed to be the catalyst for all these Spider-Man things to happen.
Yeah.
By the time that Peter Parker becomes Spider-Man, these bitches are going to be 45.
Mm. Yep. Wow.
Plus,
Madame Web's definitely going to be
in her
60s. And how do you wrap them into, like, oh, they've always been around, so he just decided to be another spider as well? Like,
no, this is a different universe.
That's where he gets his inspiration.
This is a different universe.
No, that's fine, then don't bring in all these Parkers.
No, because, you can't say that.
They didn't say that.
You're right. They never call them Parkers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I would have lived with the fact that these are all like these are Sony Spider-Men that they could fight because they're building. I want to think they're building something, but they don't want to build anything. They want to build on top of what's already made and what's better because that works. But Marvel doesn't want anything to do with you. Disney doesn't want anything to do with you, Sony. No matter how much you try to feed into. Jared Leto was telling him, like, oh yeah, you know, eventually you're gonna fight Spider-Man. You're not fucking fighting Spider-Man.
Hey man, if they keep punching Spider-Man in the gut while they'll have him, you know, strung up in his little, in the little Sony copyright dungeon,
and I think that is
they will be paying attention. They're gonna say, stop, please stop. What do you want?
That is the criminality of this entire process, is that they are just they're just holding all the spider properties hostage.
Yeah, doing the James Bond thing with his nuts under the chair.
Every 3 years, they open the door.
This is the reason
I don't have any more left in me. No, there might be some more money in these veins somewhere.
Hey, you guys ever heard of this Madam Web? What is she, a whore?
This is the only reason. That's why I think the only reason we're going to get these over, because they're not stopping anytime soon, is because, like you said, they have a stronghold and they have to make these movies to keep them. That's why they're going to
make... I can't wait for the Paul Giamatti Rhino movie.
They're going to make the Rhino movie. They're going to make the Silver Sable movie. They're going to make
I cannot
Silk.
Wait for Kraven.
Oh, honestly. My
Jesus.
The White Panther?
White Panther. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, how dare they? How dare they release that trailer? Like, that trailer was like, was that was in Black History Month, right?
No. I think it came out like in October.
It would be funny.
The audacity to release it at all.
Like, were they, right. That
I'm getting crazy. Tiger's blood. It's like I get lion's blood. I can see Echo.
No, I'm the lion.
And instead of getting hepatitis,
yeah,
I got lion power.
No, listen.
Fucking crazy.
The thing I really don't like about this movie is that
isn't
unlike
Quicksilver?
Yes. But he can be anything.
He can be anything. He was
no.
He died to be given a pelt.
Shut up.
And a spear.
A speedster.
That listen, universe.
Russell Crowe is in it.
That universe version of him died. All right. That's the Fox verse.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sony verse.
I think that this movie suffers a lot from. I mean, the script is caca, whatever.
I'm of it's the not belief, whatever. That's 50% of the movie.
True. That's 80%.
I'm of the belief that if you know that an oven is hot, you shouldn't complain that you're going to get burned if you stick your hand inside.
Okay, so you want to talk about the how fans have been reacting?
No. I just mean, like, in general, like, we are all, us nerds are all kind of perceptive at base level. Yeah. You know when something's an A-plus effort and when it's not.
Yeah,
you just know.
Yeah,
and this was never going to be one of those ones. No. So you kind of like the Fast and Furious and Transformers and anything with Jason Statham these days.
If you think Fast and Furious isn't, don't they're giving their A plus. It just doesn't come off as it.
You just, I mean, in the respect that true, like they're giving what they're giving, but you as the viewer who is paying money to be a part of this experience, you have to be in on the joke. You have to know.
I agree.
You have to know, and you do know.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if you look at it in that context, you know what I mean, like you're gonna get exactly more or less what you saw. I saw the trailer for this in the moment that they super cut it and made her say my mom died, like right researching spiders at the Observatory for us. I said, oh shit, this is gonna be one of the ones.
And I should have took a page out of your book and like just not saw it because I didn't want to see it.
Damn,
I wish we could trade time.
I do.
We could trade.
I do.
Let's do Justin Timberlake.
But I was saying, this movie doesn't take enough chances. Morbius went balls to the fucking walls.
Yes. My God, we paid.
This movie was like safe. Like they knew they were making one of those, but they were like, let's not take too many chances here.
Yeah.
And I feel like honestly, it suffers from that. You can have a shit ass script, but if you make it a memorable experience,
and I think it's worth noting, what are these studios, this particular studio,
Sony,
putting out on the table for these actors? Because they keep getting this high talent
to
come in and make bullshit.
There's a theory that I saw that from a video from TikTok that they kind of swindling them, thinking
they're like, it's Marvel Studios, and they come in.
Exactly.
Yeah, Sydney.
The sign falls off.
Yeah. They're like, Marvel. She's like, two L's. I thought it was.
But it keeps happening because, like,
Dakota Johnson fired her representation after.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
She
got new representation shortly before filming started.
Well,
I stand her.
Then also, what's his face? Bad Bunny?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he left the upcoming with the L, I forgot the character's name.
Nobody knows the character's name.
But basically, there was another.
They were going to make a fucking movie about a character who's had like six comic book appearances. Fuck out of here.
What movie was that? When there was some guy like the Lone Wolf.
Is that my train? Bullet Train?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that wasn't that movie. He was going to play like a Marvel character. He was like a luchador.
Yeah, it was a luchador vigilante or
El
something.
El Muerto or something like that. It was a Spider-Man comic.
Yeah,
it was Sony.
I saw him in like a Daredevil comic.
Was he
could do something like manipulate his like weight or whatever. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So, he has six comic book appearances. Yeah,
exactly.
Not, like,
and
lot.
He like when he found out that he was playing this character, Bad Bunny, he was like, oh, he posted all over social media like, thanks, I'm happy to be part of this family. He thought that he was being part of the MCU.
He
even tagged the MCU into his shit.
And they were like, no.
They slid in his DMs like, nah, fam.
Another one, that's why a lot of people think that's why Matt Smith got on fucking Morbius, because he wasn't sure how these Marvel movies were.
Don't you laugh at him?
That is so sad.
He talked to his girl, Karen.
Gillian.
Gillian, yeah. Saying like, how do you like all these Marvel movies?
And she was like,
yeah, they're great. I make a lot. Like,
she was like, yeah, but
we're in this Marvel over here.
I don't think he even got to that, but he's just asked her, how do you like it? She's like, it's great. I made a lot of I'm pretty set. He's like, okay, I can do that too.
Little did she know, she was on speakerphone and he getting ready to sign the contract.
Yeah,
right
there. She's on speakerphone. It's like, she's Kevin Feige. She's like, yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
Kevin Feige is like,
You should sign. Yeah, like, look, you know how these things work. Like, you're gonna do three of those films, and then like you're gonna meet the Guardians, and then like,
you'll be all right. We're gonna make you Adam Warlock.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
he's like, Adam, don't say the full name. Oh, sorry. Yeah, but just go ahead and do the movie. It's gonna be great.
He did the B version of the Terminator movies. He did the B version of the Marvel movies. My man can't win.
He was supposed to be in Rise.
That is just Skywalker. So sad.
He did the B version of Game of Thrones.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wait, no. House of Dragons is crazy.
Why are we talking about House of Dragons?
Anyway.
No, but that's so sad. I just want to say, like, that's sad. If the actors, that is funny, it's also sad.
It's a theory, but it keeps fucking happening.
I hope it's real. Part of me is like, I mean, I don't want it because my girl Sydney
she got swindled.
She deserves more. She deserves to be amazing.
All four of them. I'm
for being right.
Damn. Crazy. All they did was be hot, and now they're...
They're still hot.
And yeah. They still are. They did, you know, they did the thing.
Sweeney will find something else. She's definitely going to be in a Marvel something.
She should be.
She's going to be like, boom, from X-Men or whatever.
She fine. Sure.
Yeah.
Boom, boom?
Boom, boom. You're just going to be boom, boom. Yeah.
If only.
Or one of them Summers kids. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just love her. I want her to be successful, unless she's racist. then if you're racist, then fuck you.
Okay,
but
Sweeney, just get off Twitter, please.
Until then. You seem so sweet that you wouldn't be, but if you are,
she'd be a perfect cast for Emma Frost.
Oh my god, that's true.
Just
don't kick nobody in the head, okay?
Yeah. No, do that. Actually,
show your dominance.
Yeah, show your dominance.
If anybody's allowed to kick me, it's Sydney Sweeney.
Absolutely
fair.
Again, like, this movie suffers a lot from like just not taking enough chances, and then like there was a whole like a Pepsi sign fight scene.
This is an entire Pepsi commercial.
Yes,
the only thing they drink in that universe is Pepsi
and milk.
That's right. There was some milk.
That's for the cat.
It's Pepsi milk.
Yeah, it's Pepsi milk.
Shouldn't get that for cats.
Jamil, gorgeous cat in the film.
Selling point.
That's a selling point. No, gorgeous cat in the film.
A fat homeless cat
that somehow gets up to her high rise New York apartment that she pays for on a paramedic salary.
This is dumb as fuck.
In 2003, yeah.
Right, because inflation was not.
No,
the housing market was going up, but it didn't explode yet.
Where's it set in? I know it's set in 2003, but where?
New York.
Oh, Queens.
No, Queens.
That ain't the Queens that A$AP Rocky showed me.
No, we probably already iterated this, but I believe this, in my opinion, this, the greatest sin of this film is being boring. And boring and awkward, because I personally did not like the Madam Web character. I know Dakota Head was doing what she could, what she had, but I didn't care about her. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck.
No, you're right. I didn't either.
To be fair, I got the feeling that they intentionally wrote her character for you not to
be a
like
bitch.
But
I think so, yeah.
But they never like got past that.
No, that's ignorant. You just don't like women. That's ignorant.
Well, because she's blind now and in a wheelchair, I should like,
listen, Madam Web.
She cares for her babies. Give a fuck.
Madam Web pops in there.
I'm that bitch.
Is she serious? I don't care about you or your riddles or your fucking whatever you're telling me. I want you out of my life.
And she was like, do you?
Get out of my life.
So was there a teacher that taught her how to be the Madam Web?
She went out. She had a peyote trip inside of a tree with a Spider-Man.
Yeah. So
I hate your analogies.
Because he's right.
That's what happened.
So how did she get to like being in different dimensions and like teleporting?
So we'll give you like just a quick.
She was born with the ability to. She doesn't know how to do it.
So when her mother goes out to the Amazon to research a specific type of spider who is said to have mystical powers if the venom is injected. If you get injected with the venom, you get mystical type of powers. She then gets turned on by her friend who becomes the main villain of the movie. He steals her spider, shoots her. The spider tribe that she talks about for 30 seconds mythological spider tribe that's not supposed to exist
knew that was going to happen.
Appears and takes her and allows and helps the baby to be born while she's dying. Somehow they insinuate that the baby took all the powers. From the they gave her a spider bite. They tried
to save her from the bullet
wound. They didn't try to save shit. They gave her a spider so the baby could be born.
Because she was trying to get the spider's venom to make some type of super medicine. So they, because of those medicinal properties in the spider venom that, you know, was the myth, they used, you know, to solidify the myth.
So
they used the spider venom to try to heal her from her bullet wound, and it bit her in the chest. It didn't do the job, so, but the baby got infused with like extra powers.
So when the baby's born, long story short, they say a small quip of when she has questions, she will come back and search for them, and we will be there.
And he will be dressed in an ascot and that silly string and a one piece.
So as the story progresses, she returns back to Peru to figure out what her mom was doing and why she has a connection to the bad guy that she sees in these visions. By doing so, she meets with this guy who was the guy that gave helped her give be born.
For some reason, put an ascot on.
And he speaks perfect English.
Ascot. Yeah, perfect.
Perfect English. He helps. He kind of explains to her what it is, but it doesn't make sense. And then he pushes her into the same pool where she was born, and she goes on a trip.
He pushes her spirit out of her body.
He does a Doctor Strange. Yep. Mm-hmm. Push, and then she goes into
teach me.
And then she somehow learns how to control her power afterwards.
Okay, kind of. That's cool. And then cool.
And then she returns back as a full fledged Madam Web
precog.
Yeah, and then goes on to the third act where a anticlimactic battle happens
with the most powerful fireworks known to man
in a warehouse that should have been shut down because
a warehouse that has that was previously visited. If there is one thing that this movie does do, it's continuity. A building that was previously visited during a fire that she has ties to, that is where the final fight happens, and her precog starts helping her to be able to duck behind projectiles and find out what's going to happen. Eventually, they defeat the villain the most asinine way ever, and we go on to fulfill the prophecy that the villain saw, moving on to these girls are saved, and we have the ending of the movie where we have a flash forward to the future with Madam Web in full web regalia.
She's sitting in the chair.
She's sitting in the chair with a stained glass window behind her to make it look like spider webs and the glasses.
But there is the
future sequence where they're all in costume.
There is a power that she has. She can be in multiple places at once. Sure. Normally when we see that in
omnipresence.
We see that as in like maybe Bran being in many places at once through the weirding trees, stuff like that. No, she can physically be there as a ghost.
She projects herself as like some sort of force ghost.
Multiple places at once.
She can manipulate, touch people and do help,
and she can enter, and it doesn't matter if it's before her or after her, she can be there and she can interact with that space.
Oh, so you mean like she could go to before Uncle Ben gets shot if she wanted to. And be there at the same time talking to Peter like, yo, I'm watching your uncle right
she
now.
Could literally do it and then take all four of these glasses and hold one in each projected hand.
Damn, like, she's God.
And even in that scene, that power was being used because she wasn't physically there with her, you know, spider women of the future. But she was in spirit, like, I'm telling you guys what to do from...
I'm going to be completely honest. Yeah. Like, I feel like you guys are... If you guys are trying to deter me from seeing this movie...
I want you to go see it. Thank God.
I want you to see it, but without spending money.
Jamal had the greatest time. He was giggling.
Jamal is a special guy.
I will say though,
we did not yell at any children.
Sober.
We were sober.
He went so.
Yeah. So that
he saw me trying to take the weed. I gave him the lighter. I was like,
we
you know what you're walking into.
We were both there sober. Surprisingly, the theater was full of really well behaved kids.
Man,
must be nice. Mine was the exact opposite.
Damn.
I had this gaggle of girls behind me that were like taking their phones out and flashing the flashlight up.
Ooh,
I started yelling at them.
They kept
talking real loud. They were throwing popcorn at somebody to their left or whatever, and then they left like 30 minutes before the movie ended.
Oh my god,
I'm sorry. Did you go to the AMC Hobart?
Yeah.
That's why I don't be going over there. That's why I don't be going over there.
Were they the girls from the movie?
Yeah.
They were like, we saw this shit already.
This is our life. Is this fucking play about us?
I ain't get no money, bitch. Yeah.
They get up and dance in the theater.
This is our shit.
I have to say, I think this movie, the type of movie, the Sony experience, would have been way better with you guys there. Like, me by myself, I was just so
miserable.
Which is why I am
huffing and puffing.
I am so glad. And I checked my phone like 4 times. You guys coming to that theater with me was like probably like that elevated my night even more. I was like, I'm gonna go see it by myself. It is what it is. Oh my God, I'm gonna have company.
That was great. Me and Taryn spent our Valentine's Day watching Madam Web. Here's how I know right off the bat.
Wait, he said it.
Here's how I know.
That was almost us.
Here's how I know off the bat that when a movie is bad, there is a barometer of movie quality.
Okay.
When my wife doesn't like the movie, it's a terrible movie. She loves everything. Doesn't matter, complex, not complex. As long as you gather her attention, she will like the film. Yeah. This movie, at the end, when she became blind, she physically turned around and said, "What the fuck?" That's when I knew they had lost her.
Oh, man.
But she was on board until then.
She was on board until then. I mean, technically, I kind of was, too. Even through all the bullshit that they were doing.
Like, I would be on board. Like, this sounds like
you're going to be on board.
It's odd that the climax of the movie is the worst part of the movie.
Damn.
Yeah.
The fact that it ends the way it is.
It's the last
45 30, minutes.
Yeah.
Damn. They tried to sneak so much in a way that I felt like you didn't need.
So it's a flash.
And the way that they dispatched the
CW
villain,
flash.
It did keep getting bad as it went on.
Oh, yeah. You end up wondering if the villain ever had super strength to begin with.
Oh, damn.
You end up wondering how the super villain got
depowered, man.
Walked that's around.
It was have our power. Fuck you.
He was like, oh, fuck.
No.
The only power we ever need is each stronger. Other.
She's so strong.
They're always been stronger than us.
Oh my God. I could never have stopped women.
Yeah, it was
inevitable.
It was never. They've always been stronger and smarter than us.
They weren't your future. I was your future.
What? Is that a line in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was
trying to think of like some type of music that went along with it, but I can't think of anything besides Toxic. So
it worked. You're Toxic.
It worked.
I'm pretty sure the whole movie was just Toxic and different pitches.
The whole
pitches.
Movie was Toxic. Yeah,
just different pitches and long.
The movie was Toxic. Like, the even film if I culture think about, was Toxic.
Yeah, now if I think about it, like even her own theme song is almost like the violins just super stretched out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Had one budget for one song and they used it to the
what's
max.
The theme song good?
What theme song?
No, I don't remember.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
There was no original music.
There probably was.
At least not on my first viewing. Nothing sticks out.
Yeah, nothing sticks out.
Yeah. If you're looking for like, oh, you know, how you can watch a Spider-Verse and be like, oh, yeah.
This is not an audiophile's dream. No.
I don't really. All right.
Yeah. Also, it's very 2003.
You know Raven Simone promoted this movie?
Does she really?
I mean, then that just feels like she watching
the she was playing her she was playing her PSP.
And then yeah, dude, gone. That's what took me out in the theaters. And
those unruly people behind me.
Oh, okay.
When it showed when it showed homeboy in the train station playing that PSP, I audibly heard, "The fuck is he holding?"
Damn. Oh. Did you feel like yourself aged like Ben Affleck?
I just laughed. I was like, see, that's what they get for putting that shit in here. They discontinued it and they try to put it back in the movies. Like, what are they doing?
They're like, we're going to recharge everything that's dying. Britney's brand, PSP's brand.
Sony said, Pepsi? They said, do you remember PSP? And the crowd said, no.
What the fuck is that?
Because they still have those, right? Like, I saw somebody with like a PlayStation controller that was like,
oh, you talk about that.
That's a new thing that they released. That's the new thing they released.
Wii U thing.
Yeah, it was like a PlayStation, but
I can't remember what it's called, but they charged people $300 for a useless piece of equipment.
Yeah,
damn.
Because the same thing that it's used for, you can use your cell phone for.
Do you think Madam Web could foresee it going like that. She was like, you guys are never going to be playing with that. And
no, now, at the by the end of the movie, totally. She's like, video games, but, handhelds. She's like, in 24 years, she you invested. Guys are not going to.
She got her Nancy Pelosi on. She invested.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi. You remember when she... During Black History Month, she had those.
Oh, yeah.
They had those?
yeah.
They were on their knees. I'm a part of
a certain color group chat, and like once a year, every time I Black History Month, I say never forget, and I put that in there.
Oh, God, man. Like, she never forget. Out.
Nah, fuck that.
She was, gave us some moments.
She was great.
She did.
She totally. Did.
But with that being said, let's go around the table and rate this movie. All right.
Okay. And I'm going to give the future rating.
Ooh, I like Ooh. That. I like it's the like Madam Web rating.
Yeah.
All right.
The web is connected.
Want to start this off?
I feel like this movie was marketed to me as a 5. Mm. And so it delivered to me a 5.5. Mm. I really didn't hate this movie as much as a lot of people on the internet claim to. And I think that it did need a lot of work. But I had a good time. So, yeah, there you go. 5.5.
But what's the thing?
Oh, I would give this movie. Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Just don't take my thing. Please.
You got it. Don't overthink it. Yeah. I would give this movie like 5. 5.5.
Pepsi signs.
No. I would give this movie 5.5. Mother red leather jackets out of 5.
Okay.
Right. I'm off the cuff here.
I knew exactly what this movie was when I walked into it. I'm not surprised when I walked out of it. I'm going to give this movie 3 heavy billboard letters out of 10.
Oh, damn. I didn't think you... I thought it was going to be the lowest one. This movie was boring as fuck and the most awkward shit I've ever watched in my life that was not entertaining awkward. I'm going to give it 4 Spider Girl suits that we'll never get to see again out of 5. I mean, out of 10.
You will if you see the movie.
Them Party City ass suits. Them Party City suits.
I think that, I mean, the cast looks hot. Everything I've heard today, nothing's like deterring me so far. So I foresee this movie getting.
It's okay. I would say one thing, they're hot, but you have to remember they're also playing 15-year-olds.
Yeah, but they're all like 20, 25.
No, I know.
Yeah,
he's ruining it. I'm just saying it's a little weird for me.
It's weird. I'm just saying the movie makes it weird.
Damn. 2003 Heido, though.
Of course.
I was going to say, maybe. So I foresee this movie like doing like 6.5.
Oh.
Out of 10.
Yeah,
6.5. What's Amazon spiders out of
yeah. It's better than mine, honestly.
Damn. Undying spiders that could live 20 years for something.
And I had one and I lost it. Damn. I got a brain fart. I had a really good one. Son of a bitch. It was something along the lines. But yeah, to me, this is like it's not a 5, but it's not a 4 in my book. So I'm putting it like a closer to like a 4.8.
That's a 5.
Let him cook.
You let me give my arbitrary numbers. Yeah. I gave it a 4.8. God, I had a good one. 4.8 burst in the back of a big body Chevy.
I almost said 6.5 Sydney Sweeney's hanging upside down.
Which would have been valid.
That would have been valid. Yeah.
I wish I
really actually, did we see like 6
No one said anything about the fireworks.
No, she did hang upside down.
Yeah, she did once.
I think I think mine was something like that.
Yeah.
4.8 military grade fireworks.
Guys, honestly, we're talking about a movie where you can see into the future. We can go back now in real time and
I know what's gonna happen.
If we want to. We can go back and do it. Just like
save myself $8.
Just how I'm gonna go back and give this movie like 5.5, like
went up.
Weird awkward wall crawlers.
4.8 siding shields.
Barefoot villains instead of a subway.
Yeah. Barefoot villains is crazy.
My man was walking in the Queen's Alley barefoot.
Dude, that's filthy. Yeah,
that's kind of crazy.
He also has an earpiece. very strange. You can't
That's what I was going to say. 4.8 NSA Black Pirate Bay
earpiece
programs.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there you go. There you go. Yeah, that's it. That's what we got.
Oh, wait. 6.5 replays of Toxic.
honestly, when I got in the car, when I researched it, I showed this man. I was like, hey, this did come because we had a little spat after. Yeah. We were like, there's no way that came out to this day. I don't even remember that. And then when I Googled it, sure enough, it felt like bold letters.
Yeah, it felt like it came out before that. Like, I don't know why my brain is like, oh, that's a 2000. Like,
I assure you, that's the only piece that they like really
made. Kaido said that.
They were like, did they base the entire movie around?
Yeah, they were like, we need a centerpiece to base this film around.
I'm like, I know, because she's like, what?
When
like,
did Britney Spears Toxic come out?
Oh, fuck. That's perfect.
Because in my brain, I'm thinking like, oh, shit, she's only like probably in her late 30s or something like that, like early 40s. So 20 years later, she's not going to be that much older. Mm. Like, she's not a madam. She'll just be like,
she is.
Right. Okay. Wait, she's like what? How old is she?
They said that she's in her 30s. They okay. Described yeah. her.
Mid 30s. Yeah. They said mid 30s.
Okay. She'll be.
She's all right. She'll be
like 50.
Yeah.
You know who else could have done the Madam Web? The president's wife from House of Cards.
Oh, Claire, whatever. Her name's not really Claire.
Like the actual Madam Web. I can see her.
When she's
actually the Madam Web.
Yeah.
Not fighting Pepsi signs or anything.
Or singing Toxic.
Yeah.
Or singing Toxic.
Guys, I think this has been our review of Madam Web.
What did you guys think of Madam Web if you have seen it already?
You know you didn't like it.
And just let's be honest with ourselves. How hot was here. Everybody? Let's be honest with ourselves here and recognize what we are doing. Okay. We cannot put our hands in fire and complain that we got burned. Some people are doing it because it's all about engagement. Yes, you did. It's all about engagement, and I understand that there's a game to be played and people want views, but Jesus Christ.
I am tempted to do like a very like anti-woke like thumbnail just to get people like, oh my.
No, please.
yeah.
Oh, God, you gotta get him. They're, honestly, people are mad and yelling at this one guy that I watch. His name is Chris Duckman.
Spider Woke?
Yeah, oh, God. That would be so good. Oh, man. They're yelling at people for not being angrier at this movie.
Why
are you mad? Movie reviewers who have so mad. True representations. Like, they're like good at what they do. And they're like, he didn't shit on the movie. What's wrong with him? It's crazy. It's guys. Weird. We have to be out of the joke, like I said. I just want to interrupt that one more time. And this has been a. If anyone else has nothing to add,
I
want
to add also, like, if you guys want to listen to my podcast as well, Black on That BS, you know, I'll do my actual review once I actually see it. And let's see if my scoring now actually
fits. Keeps up. I like that.
Because over here, it's a different dimension over here.
It's a different dimension. This is where Ben Parker's
Ben?
Are they for real didn't say his last name?
They never say the Parker name.
No. There's no connection.
That's illegal.
Besides the word spider and some of these outfits looking very familiar. I cannot wait for you to hear that one part with Mary during the, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
With the pop.
What's the baby? Yeah. Oh, gosh. Why? Why didn't you just say
what
it?
What was the point? Yeah.
Crazy. Damn. Well, all right. So, yes, listen to Black on That BS for my review on...
Madam Web.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the future.
Make sure you follow us on all social platforms at the Thirsty Nerds Podcast.
Yell at us to tell us we're wrong and we didn't get mad enough.
That's fine. You can find me at just_Uno on Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me at What's King Manking on TikTok.
You can find me at Stooge Prime on X.
You can find me at Art of Sumo on Instagram and Twitter. And honestly, I feel like you should do that woke thing. I think you should do that
woke
thing.
Yeah, I will.
Please.
I will.
Please.
Oh, man. And like the red eyes.
And just like Madam Web, I'm back. 4.8 dumbass glass, red glasses at the end. Them fucking glasses
were
sick.
They didn't even look cool.
They fucking sucked. Goodbye, everybody.
Peace out, nerds. Bye.